Hello, this is, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. Wait, I gotta turn my mic down, don't I? Yeah, because I'm a very loud Greek person. Yep, okay. I think that should be good? Probably. Regardless, today I have an episode that I'm calling Short and Sweet. It's President's Day. I was going to make a President's Day themed episode, but then I realized people don't like me when I talk about politics. So the only President's Day themed thing I will be doing is going to be my first song, which is Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. That's perhaps the longest band name I've ever heard, second only to Connecticut's own The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die. Great band. You should go look them up. They're pretty good. They're not that great, but they're still pretty good. They're from Connecticut, though, which is main selling point for me. So anyway, here is my first song, Peaches, by the Presidents of the United States of America.
I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman.
Yeah, so that was Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. And I don't really think I explained my theme, so that's on me. But let me go over it. So it's called Short and Sweet, and I couldn't think of an actual good theme, so I went with this one. It's all songs that have a one-word title, because I realize there are a lot of songs I like that have a title that's just one word. Also, shout out to Owens. My boy from Middlebury, who's tuning in right now. Anyway, so up next is a song off Doolittle by the Pixies, Debaser. Actually, I'll go right into it. I'll talk about it afterwards. So Here we go. Debaser off the Pixies' Doolittle. Yeah, so that was Debaser by the Pixies, and this actually has a very interesting topic. Like, you might have heard, like, slicing up eyeballs. Like, what's that all about? Well, it's actually based off of a Luis Buñuel, I don't know quite how to say that, movie that was also written by Salvador Dalí, the artist. It's from 1929, called Un Chien Andalou. But in the song, the film has no plot, essentially. I've seen it. It's really weird. And they cut up an eyeball in the film. But in the song, Black Francis being the lead singer of the Pixies, he also the writer of the songs. So he, like, saw this film, wanted to make a song about it, but he thought, Un Chien Andalou, like, how can I make that sound cooler? He thought it didn't sound cool enough, so he made it Un Chien Andalusia. Take from that what you will. Anyway, moving on. You don't want to hear me ramble. I mean, maybe you do. That's basically all I do on this show. But up next, we're going to have a real change of pace for me. I don't really play many electronic or synth pop songs, but we're going to play Lungs by Churches off their album The Bones of What You Believe. Really good album, really good band. You're going to find that out very shortly. So here we go with Lungs.
How long till you leave it? You should know that we're alone this time. Keep yourself a secret. You should know that. You don't want like I did last time. I won't.
Yeah, that was Lungs by Churches. My mom loves to joke and call them Churches because they spell their name with a V instead of a U. You know, Churches would usually be spelled with a U, but they spell their name with a V to, they did that to avoid confusion from internet searches, searching up churches, like churches that you would go to for religious services. I don't know what I'm saying. I should really write a script, but I don't. I don't. I persist. Anyway, so I got to read PSAs, right? So let's see here. I'm going to read one. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we talk incessantly to those things we call cell phones? Or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? But despite any funny habits you may have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org. Now, one of my listeners told me that I read the same PSAs every week, and that's because we have a book full of PSAs here at the station, and I have to read some of them. So I read the ones that I like. Like, I like the shelter pet one because it has a good message. You know, shelter pets are great animals. They deserve a loving home. So I read the ones I believe in. Anyway, moving on. I said I wouldn't get political. This song is kind of political, but not really. It's Clampdown by The Clash off their classic album, London Calling. Probably my favorite album of all time. Probably my favorite band of all time. I'll talk more about the song afterwards. So here we go, Clampdown by The Clash.
Begging to be made.
Yeah, so that was Clampdown by The Clash. Interesting fact about that song. It was a single, but it's considered an unreleased Clash single because it was only released in Australia, nowhere else, which I don't know why they would do that because it's a killer track. Speaking of killer tracks, up next I'm playing Spaceman by The Killers. What a great transition. Yeah, I went to see The Killers, and they played the song, and it's a great track. It's a bit more mainstream for my 7 listeners, giving you all shout-outs. Figured I'd cut the deep tracks and give you a mainstream track. So here we go, Spaceman by The Killers.
Started with low, low, low.
That was The Killers with Spaceman. Wow. I completely blanked on the name. Said it 10 times in the song, blanked on the name. That's what quality programming you find over here. So today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced-price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. So, up next, we're going to have a track off of Radiohead's album, In Rainbows. The track is Body Snatchers, which is a really good, it's a really good song. If you haven't heard it, I hope you've heard it. Radiohead are a great band. They just came out with an album last year, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which I thought was pretty good, but I know some people, including my friend Neil, do not enjoy. But regardless, I'm not playing A Moon-Shaped Pool. I'm playing Body Snatchers off of In Rainbows. So here we go.
Check.
That was Radiohead with Body Snatchers off of their 2007, I want to say, album, In Rainbows, something like that, late 2000s. Yeah, so that's pretty good track, pretty good track. Up next, we have what I think is one of my favorite Strokes songs. It's a song by the Strokes, it's Juicebox, off of First Impressions of Earth, which I think is a really underrated Strokes album. Everyone's always talking about Is This It and Room on Fire, both of which are great albums in their own right. And actually, Is This It is probably my favorite Strokes album. But First Impressions of Earth is never gets talked about. And I don't always understand why, because it's a really good album. It's got a little heavier tinge to it than the other two, than the other Strokes music, Angles, Come Down Machine. That's all the Strokes albums, right? Wait, I might be missing one. If I'm missing one, I apologize. It's not because I don't like the Strokes. But yeah, so I don't understand why people don't like First Impressions of Earth. I think it's a great album. So that's why I'm going to play it, because you have to listen to what I play. I mean, unless you turn it off, which I really don't want you to do, but I would understand if you did. Anyway, Juicebox by The Strokes.
Everybody sees me, but it's not that easy. Standing in the light field, standing in the light field, waiting for some action, waiting for some action. Oh, but why won't you come over here?
That was Juicebox by The Strokes. Up next, we're going to do a first for Radio Clash here. You know, I'm playing lots of different kinds of music. Well, not that many different kinds of music. And that's why I'm trying to expand my musical my musical output, as it were. I'm going to play a rap song, Shadows, by Yellow Wolf, an artist I don't really know that much about, a song I don't really know that much about, but I really enjoy this song. It's a strange rap song. Like, I listen to some other rap music, and it's not quite like that. It's different, and I like that about the song. It's strange. You'll hear it in whenever I start playing it and stop rambling, which is going to be now. So here's Shadows featuring Joshua Headley by Yellow Wolf.
Memories of shadows haunt me from the years when I was young. Things that used to terrify me are the things that I've become.
Moon in the clouds, misty fog in the swamp. Crickets chirping outside my window. The water it thumps in the bathroom sink on the hall. The lights flicker sometimes. The wind is howling, the dogs are growling way deep in the pines. A passing car on a distant road, the only thing running. Nightmares on my sleep, the Sandman is coming. I see the ghost in the red cloak. The shadows are taking shape. The sound of a faint voice, lost and full of hate. Dry leaves crumble under the feet of the reaper. The limbs tap on my window like the nails of a creature. Tales of goblins and fairies, a sacrifice on the prairie. A murderer that escaped, I'm disillusioned and wary. Lightning strikes on the hill, illuminated the cabin. The old man on the porch, evil and quietly laughing. Surrounded by demons, I'm an angel and they all want me to this day.
Memories of shadows haunt me from the years when I was young.
In oil stains on the dying grass, the smell of the liquor rising up from the broken glass. The crowds of black leather, the heat from the engines, motorcycles and guns, bearded men and loud women. The crackling paint, the old shack with the swinging light, the heroin needles passing, open in plain sight. Ozzy and Black Sabbath, the vinyl is skipping from the fight in the kitchen. Blood screaming and kicking, smoke fills up the sky. Gasoline on the trash heap, the mattress is burning. Hear it popping and snapping. The rain so teddy bear, so heavy I can't lift it. The flask for the moonshine, I watch as they all sip it. The Halloween pumpkin candle lit with the pentagram. The grandfather clock with the broken minute hand. Surrounded by thieves, killers, thugs, and song junkies until this day.
Memories of shadows haunt me from the years when I was young.
Jacket, a collection of biker patches. One of them says Savage, the other one Black Sabbath. Heavily tatted, barely any skin left. Whiskey pin after 12, I'm always playing with death. Bullet shells in my yard, loaded gun on the shelf. Run the roads like a wolf, through the whole Bible belt. Rattlesnake skin boots, toes up on the chopper. 50 Harleys behind me, they all ready to slaughter. Drunk in front of my sons, drunk in front of my daughter. Spit cuss and I yell, it's like a one-sided quarter. Cause I'm only heads up, no matter which way you flip it. No brake lights on my life, I'm either rich or evicted. Committed to my convictions, committed crimes with acquittals. Connected to my religion, the religion of sinners. Send a prayer to God, exhaling smoke off the meth pipe. Like puddles reflecting the ripples echo to next life. So here I am standing just like the ashes that fell from the fire. A seed that fell off that poisonous and forgotten flower became my own nightmare. But now I think it's charming, especially when
memories of shadows haunt me. From the years when I was young, things that used to terrify me are the things that I've become.
Bloody bones gonna kill you.
Yeah, so that was Yellow Wolf with Shadows. And gotta say, I really enjoy that song. There's something endearing about it. I like the bridge, I like the chorus. I really like his lyrics. He paints some powerful imagery. Yeah, it's deep, and I like that. I find a lot of rap songs don't usually get that deep. I know, I don't really have that broad an exposure to rap music, but like, anyway. That's not always a bad thing. Like, Run the Jewels, great rap group, doesn't get very deep, but great rap group. And Yellow Wolf, I will be looking into some of his other stuff, because that song is really good. But moving on from that to... First off, I want to say that one of my listeners commented that I don't really play a lot of contemporary music. And I look back at my old shows, and like, I played some contemporary music, but I didn't play that much. So I felt like this was a good addition. And I really like this song, so it's a win-win. Anyway, now that I just said that about not playing contemporary music, I'm going to go and play a classic song that's not a contemporary song at all. But I don't care. So here is The Kinks with their classic, Lola. So I hope you enjoy.
In the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, Lola.
Lola, 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she won't like a woman. that I wanted to stay, and I always wanted to be that way for my Lola. La 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 la. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's up my Lola. La 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 la.
That was Lola by the Kinks, which is a very cleverly written song. If you've never heard it or you didn't pick up on it, it sounds like the man is singing to a woman, Lola. But as the song progresses, the listener and the narrator start to realize that it's not really a woman, it's a man. But he still loves her, which is beautiful. But I know what I am, and I'm glad I'm a man. So is Lola. So, yeah. And actually, when this song came out, it caused a lot of controversy. But, you know, the Kinks always stood by their song. And that's great. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I gotta stop doing this. Up next, I'm gonna read a PSA. So here we go. Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply cannot afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. So I gotta stop saying I'm trying, guys. I'm really trying. It's very difficult. I realize I say it a lot. So... Up next, I'm going to play probably one of the saddest songs I've ever heard. It's Frank Turner's Anymore off his really good 2012 album, Tape Deck Heart. I recommend you listen to it. And it's hard to believe that the guy singing this song was once in a punk band called The Million Dead or something like that. But you're going to hear it, and it could make you cry, but... It makes me cry. Anyway, I'm not gonna cry. I'll try not to, at least. So here is Frank Turner's Anymore.
The single saddest thing I ever heard you say was on the day I told you I had to go away. You said, darling baby, please, if you really mean to leave, can't I just hold you a little while longer? And the single hardest thing that I ever had to do was take your arms from round me and walk away from you. And I know I shouldn't have kissed you as I left. Darling, I should have been stronger. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. It wasn't hard, it was kind of simple. 3 short steps from your bed to your door. Darling, I can't look you in the eyes now, tell you that I'm sure if I love you anymore. You see, I did my very best. I've given you these years of love and understanding, telephone calls and tears. But now the little things you do that used to make me love you now just cramp my heart a little and let it slip. And we met this sorry end from a picture-perfect start. The romance and the running down to disconnected hearts. 2 people sad and free who know they used to be more than just a pair of sinking ships. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. It wasn't hard, it was kind of simple. 3 short steps from your bed to your door. Darling, I can't look you in the eyes now, tell you I'm sure if I love you anymore. I'm not drinking any more, then I'm not drinking any less. I can't do this anymore. Oh, you know I did my best. Oh, my darling, I don't love you anymore. 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 I don't love you anymore.
Yeah, so I didn't cry. That's good. It's very good. It's some improvement for me. Anyway, moving on. That was a great track from Frank Turner. Anymore off his 2012 album, Tape Deck Heart. I strongly recommend you look into that album. It's very good. Up next, I've got a song by London Grammar, who I often see compared to the XX, if you know the XX. But I think London Grammar, I like London Grammar better than I like the XX. So that's why I'm playing London Grammar, not the XX. So here is Strong by London Grammar. And actually, they're coming out with new music soon. They came out with a new track already, but they're coming out, I think they're making a new album, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, enough talking. Gonna play Strong by London Grammar off their album If You Wait.
Yeah! turn a blind eye with a stare caught right in the middle.
That was London Grammar with the track Strong off their 2013 album, If You Wait. It's a pretty good album. I like it. They're a young band. They're just getting their start, but it's a solid album. Just like A Moon-Shaped Pool, which some of my listeners don't enjoy, but whatever. That's my opinion. I'm going to play my final song. I might go a little over time, but that's okay, because no one is after me. So, I know one of my listeners who's really going to enjoy this song. It's Rattlesnake by St. Vincent off her self-titled album. A really good album. St. Vincent, if you haven't heard of her, I don't know how... Like, I know how you couldn't have heard of her, but you should have heard of her. If you might have actually have heard of her and not even known, because she did when Nirvana got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she played a track. She played what one was it? Anyway, she played one of the songs with Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic. Here is Rattlesnake by St. Vincent.
Painted blue.
Yeah, so that was my last song from St. Vincent. Great artist. Annie Clark is really talented. She is very talented. She's a really good guitarist, and she makes some great music. She made an album with David Byrne from Talking Heads, and it was a solid album, I think. Some people might disagree, but I think it was a very good album. I really like David Byrne. I really like Annie Clark, so I recommend you go listen to it. This was not off that album. This was off her self-titled, which I really enjoy this album, too. I don't think there's a St. Vincent album that I don't enjoy. She's a very, very talented woman. And she was engaged to, what's her name? Cara Delevingne, I think her name is. She was in Suicide Squad. She was in something else. I can't remember. But then they broke up last year, and I was so sad. Like, as sad as you can be to hear about a celebrity breaking up with another celebrity. But they were so cute together. But anyway, I have to stop talking. I've gone a few minutes over my time now, and I'm going to stop now. So I'll put you back on Robo DJ. In a minute, but you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Radio Clash with your host, Will Moustakakis. That's me. I'll be back next week. I already have some kind of idea of what my show will be. I'll tell you, it's my theme is probably going to be something along the lines of me playing songs. Like, I'll play a song. My theme song is going to be Where's My Mind by Pixies, because the whole episode's going to be about where does my mind go. So off air, I'll play a song, Where's My Mind, and then I'll see where that takes me. And like, or related, my brain will make some connection. And then it'll make another connection, and I'll play that song. And it'll make more sense when I do my next radio show, which you should definitely tune into next week, same time, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Mondays, except when I go over, and then it's to like 3:05, 3:10 p.m. You should also listen to Peter Tarenti's show. He is the show right before me at 1 p.m., What's a Genre? And you should listen to DJ Hoey D and the A-Train. No, it's not the A-Train. It's DJ Anxiety. Their show is at 11 on Thursdays. 11 in the morning on Thursdays, I think. Yeah, it's an interesting listen. But I think you should listen to it. So anyway, I really have to stop. I've gone so far over my time. I'm now 6 minutes over. This is Buns. But anyway, I've been Wilmus Dukakis, and I'm signing off. I'll bring you back to Robo DJ.